All right, so we're diving deep into Black History Month this year, like
Yeah.
really deep, beyond the surface level.
Either way.
We're talking understanding the historical context, the ongoing relevance, the stuff that makes you think.
Yeah.
And this document, blackhistorymonth.pdf, is, well, it's pretty amazing. It starts by, acknowledging the achievements, which is important, right?
Absolutely.
But then it asks us to confront some really, really tough truths
Yeah.
about the inequalities that still exist.
Yeah, it doesn't shy away from the hard stuff.
No, it doesn't. And you know what really struck me? It was this powerful image the document uses.
Okay.
It's just a simple list of everyday things: buying Skittles,
Right.
playing with a toy gun,
Yeah.
getting pulled over for a traffic stop, like things we see all the time or experience ourselves.
Absolutely. Things you wouldn't think twice about.
Exactly.
But the document connects these ordinary actions to tragic events.
Right.
It shows how, for Black individuals, these everyday things became death sentences. Yeah.
And it's all because of their race.
It's heartbreaking.
It is. Names like Trayvon Martin, Tamir Rice,
Good
Sandra
point.
Bland.
Yeah. Those names are seared into our collective memory.
Because their everyday lives were tragically cut short.
And it makes you realize how deeply ingrained these biases are, you know?
It's a stark reminder.
Yeah, like these everyday activities, they could be perceived as threats
Right.
simply because of the color of someone's skin.
Exactly. And the document really drives home this point. This weaponization of systems against Black individuals, it's not new.
It's not.
No, it traces this back to the earliest records of racial violence in the US,
Oh, wow.
like as far back as 1526.
1526.
Yeah.
Wow. That puts into perspective how deep-rooted these issues really are.
It's centuries of systemic oppression.
And it connects that history to the present.
It does.
Through slavery, Jim Crow laws, redlining, mass incarceration, it paints this really stark picture.
And what's crucial here, what I found really important, is that it doesn't just point fingers at individual bad actors. You
Right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It shines a light on the systems and policies themselves, the ones that perpetuate these injustices.
It's about recognizing the systemic nature of the problem.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, right? If these injustices have been happening for so long, have there ever been attempts to completely dismantle them?
Well, that's a big question.
Or is it more like pushing back against a tide that just keeps coming in?
That's a really important question, and the document does address that. It highlights the civil rights movement,
Okay.
spearheaded by Black leaders
Right.
as a pivotal moment in history. But what's interesting is it goes beyond just focusing on racial equality.
Okay.
It shows how the movement actually laid the groundwork for other marginalized groups to demand their rights.
So it's like a ripple effect.
Yes, exactly. The strategies, the legal battles, the sheer courage to stand up to power. All of it had a profound impact.
Wow.
Beyond just the fight for racial equality, think about women's rights, LGBTQ plus rights, immigrant rights, disability rights.
Yeah.
These movements drew inspiration and tactics from the struggles and triumphs of the civil rights movement.
That's incredible. It really shows how interconnected these fights for justice are. Like,
Yeah.
progress in one area can pave the way for progress in others.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it underscores the enduring legacy of Black history.
Yeah.
But, and this is important, the document also reminds us that even with all the progress made,
Yeah.
the fight is far from over.
Right.
It specifically brings up this initiative called Project 2025
Okay.
and presents it as a potential threat to many of the hard-won civil rights gains we've seen.
Okay, I have to admit, Project 2025, that's not something I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
What is it? And why does the document flag it as so concerning?
Well, Project 2025, it's basically a roadmap
Okay.
laid out by a particular conservative think tank, and it outlines a plan to dramatically reshape the federal government
Okay.
if a conservative president is elected in 2024. And that includes potentially rolling back or severely limiting policies
Like what kind of policies?
related to voting rights, affirmative action, even diversity initiatives.
Whoa, okay. So this document is basically saying that Black History Month isn't just about celebrating the past.
Cow.
It's about recognizing the ongoing fight for equality that's happening right now.
Precisely. And it's a call to action. It urges us to be vigilant, engaged, and ready to defend the progress that's been made.
So what can we do? The document mentions supporting organizations like the NAACP, but what about on a personal level? You know, what can people listening to this, what can they do to actually make a difference?
That's a great question. And the document offers some concrete suggestions. It starts with education.
Okay.
It encourages everyone to actively seek out diverse perspectives, engage in difficult conversations, and challenge our own biases. Because let's be honest, we all have them,
yeah,
even if we don't realize it. And once we've done that internal work, it's about taking action in the real world.
So things like voting, supporting policies that promote racial equity, holding our elected officials accountable, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be these grand gestures. It can be as simple as amplifying Black voices in your community, supporting Black-owned businesses, or having those uncomfortable conversations with friends and family when you hear something that's not right.
Right.
It's about recognizing that we all have a role to play, no matter how big or small.
Yeah.
Every action counts.
You know, what's really striking about this document is how it frames Black History Month as not just a time for reflection, but as a springboard for action. It's like it's saying, okay, you've learned about the struggles, you celebrated the achievements.
Right.
Now what are you going to do about it?
It's about turning awareness into action.
Exactly.
Right.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, from the historical context of systemic racism to the ongoing struggles for equality. But there's still so much more to unpack. I'm particularly interested in this idea of Black history as a catalyst for other social justice movements. I think there's a whole other deep dive we could do just on that.
Oh, definitely. There's so much more to explore there.
But for now, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned so far.
I think that's a good idea. Let's process this a bit. You know, it's interesting how the document connects the civil rights movement to other movements. It's like a torch being passed from one generation of activists to the next.
I love that analogy.
Each building on the successes and learning from the struggles of those who came before.
So tell me more about this torch passing. What are some specific examples of how the civil rights movement influenced later movements?
Well, one really clear example is the LGBTQ plus rights movement.
Okay.
Many of the tactics used in the fight for gay rights, like sit-ins and marches,
right,
were directly inspired by the civil rights movement.
Hmm.
And legally, the landmark Supreme Court case that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide, Obergefell v. Hodges, actually built upon the legal precedents set by cases like Loving v. Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Which struck down bans on interracial marriage.
I didn't realize the connection was that direct.
Yeah.
It really highlights how lasting the impact of the civil rights movement has been.
It really does.
Yeah.
And it's not just about specific tactics or legal cases.
Yeah.
It's also about the broader message of equality and the courage to challenge unjust systems.
Yeah.
The civil rights movement showed that ordinary people, when they come together and demand change, can actually dismantle centuries-old systems of oppression.
Right.
And that message has resonated with so many other movements fighting for social justice.
It's incredibly inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah.
It makes you realize that even in the face of overwhelming odds, change is possible.
Absolutely. But the document also cautions us against complacency. It reminds us that the fight for equality is ongoing, that there are forces constantly pushing back against progress.
Right.
And it specifically highlights Project 2025 as a potential threat.
Yes, we were talking about Project 2025 earlier.
Yeah.
It seems like a pretty big deal. Can you remind me what it is again and why it's so concerning?
Sure. Project 2025 is essentially a blueprint.
Okay.
Developed by a prominent conservative think tank that outlines a plan to radically reshape the federal government.
Hmm.
If a conservative president is elected in 2024.
Okay.
And one of its key aims is to undo or significantly curtail many of the policies that have advanced civil rights and social justice over the past several decades.
Okay, so that's pretty scary. Can you give me some specific examples of what kinds of policies they're targeting?
Well, voting rights are a major focus. Project 2025 proposes making it much harder for people, especially minorities and low-income communities, to vote.
Right.
They want to implement stricter voter ID laws, limit early voting periods, and make it more difficult to register to vote.
That's disturbing. Isn't voting a fundamental right in a democracy?
It is. And that's why many people are deeply concerned about these proposals. They see it as an attempt to disenfranchise certain groups and make it harder for their voices to be heard.
So basically, they're trying to roll back the clock on decades of progress.
That's one way to look at it. And it's not just about voting rights. Project 2025 also targets affirmative action programs, which are designed to address historical inequalities in education and employment. They want to dismantle these programs, arguing that they're no longer necessary and that they discriminate against white people.
But don't affirmative action programs still play a vital role in leveling the playing field?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've talked about how deeply embedded systemic racism is. Wouldn't getting rid of these programs just perpetuate those inequalities?
That's a key argument being made by those who support affirmative action. They say that these programs are essential to addressing the lingering effects of discrimination and ensuring that everyone has a fair chance to succeed.
It sounds like this Project 2025 is a direct assault on everything that Black History Month stands for, progress, equality, and the ongoing fight for justice.
I think that's a fair assessment. And that's why the document stresses the importance of vigilance and action.
Uh-huh.
It's a reminder that we can't just sit back and assume that the progress we've made is permanent. We need to be actively engaged in protecting and expanding those gains.
So it's not just about learning about history, it's about making history.
Exactly. And the document provides a lot of practical advice on how we can do that. It talks about supporting organizations that are on the front lines of the fight for social justice, like the NAACP, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and Black Lives Matter.
Those are all great organizations. But what about people who want to get involved on a more personal level? What can they do?
Well, one of the most important things is to educate yourself. Learn about the history of racial injustice in this country.
Mm.
Understand the ways in which systemic racism continues to operate and challenge your own biases.
So it starts with self-reflection.
Absolutely. We can't dismantle systems of oppression without first examining our own roles in those systems. And once we've done that internal work, we can start taking action in the real world.
What are some examples of that?
Well, it can be as simple as having those uncomfortable conversations with friends and family when you hear someone saying something racist or prejudiced.
Yeah.
It's about speaking up for what's right, even when it's difficult.
It's about being an ally, not just in words, but in actions.
Exactly. And it's about supporting Black-owned businesses, amplifying Black voices in your community, and voting for candidates who are committed to racial justice.
This document really reframes Black History Month, doesn't it? It's not just about looking back at the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding how that past continues to shape the present and using that knowledge to create a more just future.
I think that's a great way to put it. It's about recognizing that Black history is American history and that the fight for racial justice is something that we all have a stake in.
You know, one of the things that really struck me about this document was the economic argument it makes for racial justice. It talks about the concept of Black buying power and how closing the racial wealth gap could actually benefit the entire U.S. economy.
That's a really interesting point. The document cites studies showing that if Black Americans had the same income and wealth as white Americans, the U.S. economy would be trillions of dollars larger. So it's not just a matter of fairness, it's also a matter of economic prosperity.
So basically, fighting for racial equality isn't just the right thing to do, it's also the smart thing to do.
Exactly. It's a win-win situation. By creating a more equitable society, we can unleash the full potential of our economy and improve the lives of everyone, regardless of their race or background.
That's a powerful message. And it really challenges the notion that progress for one group comes at the expense of another.
Mm.
We're all interconnected. And when one group is held back, it ultimately hurts everyone.
I agree. And that's why it's so important to approach this work with a sense of solidarity and shared purpose. We need to recognize that we're all in this together and that true justice will only come when we dismantle the systems that create and perpetuate inequality for everyone.
This conversation has been so enlightening. I feel like I have a much deeper understanding of what Black History Month truly represents and why it matters so much, not just in February, but all year round. You know, it's amazing how this deep dive has shown us that Black History Month is so much more than just a commemorative month. It's a call to action.
Yeah.
An invitation to really examine our own biases. And a reminder that the fight for equality, it's an ongoing journey.
It really is. And what I find particularly powerful is how the document connects Black history to this broader idea of collective liberation.
Right.
You know, it shows how the struggle for racial justice is intertwined with the fight for the rights of all marginalized groups.
Yeah.
Women, LGBTQ plus individuals, immigrants, people with disabilities.
The wellness together.
It is. It's like a tapestry where each thread represents a different struggle, but they're all woven together to create this beautiful, complex picture of human resilience and the pursuit of equality.
That's a beautiful image. The tapestry of social justice. And it really reinforces that idea that we're all in this together. Like an injustice against one group is an injustice against all of us.
Exactly. And the document makes it very clear. We can't achieve true justice and equality until we address the systemic issues,
right,
the ones that create and perpetuate these disparities. It's not enough to just be, you know, non-racist.
Yeah.
We need to be actively anti-racist.
We have to actively fight against it.
We do. We need to challenge those systems head on.
And that takes work.
It does. It requires collective action.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, yeah, what are some key takeaways you hope listeners will walk away with?
Well, first and foremost, I hope they come away with a deeper understanding of the significance of Black History Month. That it's not just about celebrating the past,
right?
It's about understanding how that past continues to shape the present,
yeah,
and using that knowledge to create a more just future.
Absolutely.
I also hope they feel empowered to take action, whether it's through education, advocacy, or supporting organizations that are working to dismantle these systems of oppression.
And I hope they realize that they're not alone in this fight.
Yeah.
There's a whole community of people out there dedicated to creating a more just and equitable world. And there's so many ways to get involved.
There are.
Even small actions can make a big difference.
Absolutely. And I think the document's closing message, it really encapsulates this sense of hope and possibility.
Mm.
It reminds us that the weight of everyday life, it should never be a death sentence.
Yeah.
And that true justice will only come when Black lives are truly valued, protected, and free.
That's a powerful statement. And it speaks to the heart of what we've been talking about this whole time. The fight for equality is a fight worth having.
It is.
And it's a fight we can win if we work together.
I couldn't agree more. So let's all commit to carrying these lessons of Black History Month with us.
Okay.
Throughout the year. Yeah. To using our voices and actions to create a world where everyone can live with dignity, freedom, and opportunity.
That's a perfect note to end on. Thank you so much for taking this deep dive with me. It's been an incredibly insightful and inspiring conversation.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And to you, dear listener, thank you for joining us. We hope this deep dive has challenged you, inspired you, and left you feeling hopeful about the possibilities for a more just and equitable future. Until next time, keep diving deep, keep learning, and keep fighting the good fight.